You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And what do we say on this day of the week, boys and girls? Don't we say WTW? Welcome to Wednesday. Yes, we've made it halfway. Good morning. Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you on this Wednesday morning. As I say, it's lovely to be with you any morning, really, isn't it? Let's take a look. It is August the 17th, and so it is Wednesday. Let's take a look. A few things relevant to today's date. We're going to start off with Engineers Day. That is being celebrated today in Colombia. Flag Day in Bolivia, and San Martin Day today in Argentina, or St. Martin Day, depending how you pronounce it. That's in Argentina. And I tell you what, today, here's a good one for you, today is Black Cat Appreciation Day.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Everybody
I tell you what, they're still performing. They're called the Bodines, and that is an American rock band formed in a place called Waukesha, I believe that's how you pronounce it, in Wisconsin. Bodines came to their prominence, what, 1980s? The band's sound, according to write-ups, encompasses multiple rock genres, including roots rock, heartland rock, and alternative rock. I must be very confused. The band's biggest hit to date was the one we just played, Closer to Free. Now, that was used as the theme song to a hit TV series. Do you remember which one that was? Do you remember Party of Five? That was the one.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
By fate, suffer so.
Two in a row. Started off with Human League and Don't You Forget About Me, and Level 42 there, which comes from the year 1985, Something About You. And so, that was in advance its inclusion on the album, which was called World Machine, which was released the same year. And song was written by Mark King, Mike Lindup, Phil Gould, Boone Gould, and Wally Badaroo. I always wonder, I keep saying that when I see all these people that have been writing a song, how they have get there in the end. Oh, I don't like that. Yes, I do. No, I don't like that. Right, let's see, what have we got lined up for you? Today is Wednesday, and as we do on a Wednesday in the 8 o'clock hour today, we're going to be talking about the movies with Andreas. He's been to see the movie Prey. So we'll see what he thinks of that. And in the last hour today, the book fair is coming up this weekend, and we're going to have the new press attaché, Joseph Wittes, with us this morning, and he's going to be talking about the US Embassy's participation in the book fair this year. So that's what we've got to look forward to this morning. Of course, usual bits and pieces. At bottom of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the local headlines, which we'll look at in more detail, 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. 7 o'clock, we'll look at some of the international news headlines. 7:30, look at international business. Between the two, look at weather. Let me take a look out the window. I know it's a bit early. Yeah, I tell you what, I think we're going to have some sunshine today. Yep, that's my prediction. That's it. Of course, we'll be checking with Ingrid. She went off to Pedersea. Yesterday, they were driving off to Pedersea, so we'll find out, make sure they got safety and find out what they found when they got there. And Yasmin, of course, will be with us, so we'll be chatting with her during the course of this morning. And as I mentioned when we opened up, in the United States, they are celebrating today, well, they are appreciating today, black cats. And I had a black cat once, beautiful cat, and his name was Jet. So there you are. Could be a lead into a song, but it's not. It's a lead into this. It is a song, but it's in the shower this morning with you. And going to have a little bit of classics at this point. A little bit of time we did a little bit of classical music on the program for you. We'll see. And what have I got? Oh, yes, you're going to love this. How cool is that? There you go. Out the shower, and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. That was Hooked on Classics. It was produced, by the way, by a guy called Jeff Jarrett and Don Reedman, but it was with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra there. Yep, published in 1981. It was on KTEL record label. If I remember rightly, they were one of these sort of record labels that were rather cheap. But I thought the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, that dates back. That goes back to the year 1946. It was founded and established by Thomas Beecham in 46. And in its early days, it was very, very successful. But after the death of Beecham, they went into a decline. They did make their way back up again. But also, there was a little bit of a conflict at one time. They had a crisis. It arose when it seemed that the orchestra's right to call itself Royal could be withdrawn. So there you are. That's it. Hooked on Classics is what it was called. Exactly. 21 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock, this morning's breakfast show. This is Amber. And this is Your Night.
Bye.
ELO, disappearing off into the distance there with Turn to Stone. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just making our way to 29 minutes, and that's after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier. I tell you what, I just had a look outside the window here in the studio. It's going to be nice. That's my prediction. Weather forecast for today. Nice. Let's take a look at some of the local news headlines for this morning. The Superior Court of Liquidation confirmed a conviction of the Third Liquidator Court of criminal cases, in which a sentence of 48 months in prison was applied to former Minister of Social Development Guillermo Ferrofino for the commission of the crime of corruption of a public official. Through Edict number 722, posted on the morning of this Tuesday, the 16th of August, at the headquarters of the Third Liquidator Court, the parties were informed of the decision made by the Superior Court of Appeals through Resolution number 76 of the 22nd of July. Third Liquidator Court sentenced the former minister to those 4 years in jail and two other people with 36 months for corruption of a public official for the irregular acquisition of a vehicle. Now, in the trial held on the 12th of January, the discharge anti-corruption prosecutor, Olmedo Gomez, requested the conviction of the three involved and specified that in 2013, Ferrofino received for his personal use a Toyota pickup truck from two companies that transferred the sum of $110,000 through a third person as a donation in order to benefit them with public contracts. The only thing I would sort of comment on that one is that we've managed to try this guy and put him in prison for 4 years because he received a truck, okay, which is wrong. Don't get me wrong, I'm not condoning it in any way, but a truck. We have people that are accused of stealing millions of dollars from this country, and we can't even get the trial started, can we? The Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health confirmed on Tuesday, the 16th of August, the fourth case of monkeypox in the country. This is a man, 25 years of age, a foreigner, a resident in Panama. This patient had contact on the 26th of July and outside the country with a person who tested positive for monkeypox, the report detailed. According to the Ministry of Health, this patient is in home isolation since his physical condition is good. It must be remembered that since May the 24th, Panama declared a health alert throughout the country due to monkeypox. As part of this alert, epidemiological surveillance was redoubled in all health regions and all entry points in the national territory. 95% of the premises, and this is a story again about the pharmacies, we've got 95% of the premises affiliated with the National Union of Pharmacy Owners, UNPROFA, kept their doors closed on Tuesday. This is a protest measure against the entry into force of Executive Decree number 17 of the 10th of August, which set a 30% discount on a group of 170 medications. We are not closed because we want it that way. It is that there is no reason to open, said Orlando Perez, president of UNPROFA, which brings together 450 pharmacies in the country. We can't buy medicine for $100 and sell it for $70, he remarked. And again, comment on that, as I mentioned yesterday, since when did the government have the right to tell private companies that they should sell their goods at a loss without compensation? I mean, is the government going to compensate them for the 30%? I think this is the thing we should be talking about. You can't tell private companies what they're going to sell for, especially if it's at a loss. I think they need to sit down and sort that out, don't you? Samuel Moreno, director of the National Institute of Statistics and Census, the INEC, declared that Panama will begin its population and housing censuses on the 28th of January of next year, 2023. It's going to last, going right through till March. Hope we don't have to stay at home all that time. According to Moreno, the total cost of the population and housing census will be $54.7 million, and he clarified that $20 million have already been used to purchase equipment. This time, the motto will be, this year opens the door to the census, and will begin to recruit enumerators from the month of November. Guess how many they're going to need? 7,000 of them. There's more details on that, don't forget, at 8 and 9 o'clock. The total amount stolen, by the way, from the branch of the National Panama Bank of Panama, the BNP, on Calle 26 in Caledonia was $678,000. This was announced on Tuesday. I might have a bit of a chuckle, I'll tell you why in a minute. This was announced this Tuesday, the 16th of August, by the general manager of the BNP, Javier Carrizo Esquivel, about the final audit that ended last night. When referring to the theft, Carrizo Esquivel said that there were some flaws that the criminals identified. These are some weaknesses in the alarm system, he added. It was a very well-planned job, said the official. On Monday, staff from the BNP branch in Kaiventi-Seis, Caledonia, who were preparing to start their usual work day, found three holes in the ceiling. I was having a little bit of a smile to myself there because talking to friends during the course of yesterday, that the sort of opinion seemed to be 100%, oh, a good, honest, decent theft. At last. The BNP, for its part, reported that it is collaborating with the investigations and that, for now, this particular branch will be closed. The measure to freeze fuel prices for individuals has been in place now for a month, as of Monday, and the government has already subsidised some $40.5 million, according to the AIG figures. According to data released by the Authority for Government Innovation, between July the 15th and August the 15th of this year, 4.23 million transactions have been carried out, reflecting a total consumption of $133.7 million and an amount to subsidise, as I mentioned, $40.5 million. The fuel subsidy, by the way, the measure will last for 3 months, extendable, and the funds available to the government for this amount is to about $200 million. So that's it. That's some of the stories we're going to be looking at. More detail about those in the news at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Left his shoes out in the bed.
that story up. There ain't no girl like that.
Plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that +507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that dial.
Oh, why you look so sad? The tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now. Don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through. 'Cause I've seen a dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know what to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you.
We played two in a row. We started off with John Mellencamp and Key West Intermezzo. And followed on there, that's The Pretenders, of course, and I'll Stand By You. 12 minutes right now, if you keep your eye on the time, before the hour of 7 o'clock. I'm just looking at some of the things relevant to today's date. It is, by the way, if you just joined us, good morning, 17th of August. And WTW, welcome to Wednesday. And a very good morning to Mary Lou. She's with us bright and early this morning. Also to Paul over there in South London, the UK. Here's a little thing for you. 1585, okay? The first group of colonists sent by Sir Walter Raleigh. This was under the charge of Ralph Lane. Lands in the New World to create Roanoke Colony. This was on Roanoke Island off the coast of what is present-day North Carolina. So that's interesting, isn't it? But 5 years later, 1590, John White, who was governor of Roanoke Island, returns to find the British colony deserted. And the first white child born in America, his granddaughter, had vanished.
What we need to survive together.
Stevie Wonder, together with Paul McCartney, Ebony and Ivory. We are just making our way 7 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Top of the hour, we're going to take a look, Adam Kett, at some of the international news for this morning. Here's a little something to get a little grey sales going for you this morning. Looking at things relevant to this day's date, the 17th of August, in the year 1790, The capital city of the United States, it moved. Where did it move to? Yeah, that's something to think about.
Loving you's my favorite drug. I can never get enough. I'm never gonna give you up. I'm addicted. I think I like it a bit too much. All I needed was one kiss to know the kind of love exists. We don't even entertain what is, cause we fly to bite, yeah, we ride or die, and I can't be with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no. The only reason that I'm still breathing. Ain't no fixing up the mess we're in, cause our broken hearts, they're just begging to break again. Just a couple masochists, slow dancing at a precipice. We don't even need to say what if it ain't you and I. Then I'd rather die, cause I can't see me with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no.
Ladies and gentlemen, whose name is Todrick Hall, and that was called Breath. We've got a couple of minutes to go. We've got 3 minutes before we reach the top of the hour. So I tell you what, we're going to take a little walk with with David Ruffin. Walk away from love.
Take the place. daddy, but I don't understand. So I'm leaving.
There he goes. David Ruffin. And Walk Away From Love. You're listening to Breakfast Show, boys and girls. We are on 89.3, of course. Call FM, smooth this place, on your radio dial. Let me just, if I may, remind you about a couple of things. Our friends at Lumicentro. Now, Lumicentro has now, of course, got more than 50 years illuminating Panamanian life. They're inviting you to visit any of their 11 branches nationwide and take advantage of their discounts with your Decimo. Now, up to 90% on more than 1,400 selected lamps from the 1st to the 11th of August through to the 21st of August, all right? Select ceiling fans as well, up to 20% discount, smart lights, air conditioners, and much more to choose from. I love all these things. I love lighting. And that's the place to go. Lumicentro. More than 50 years illuminating Panamanian life. And let me see. Also to remind you is the day... the Day Gourmet Store. This is the delicatessen and speciality food store. It's in Paitia Mall, which is the little strip mall, which is next to the Pacific Centre. Now, they're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday. So if you're making your way into work, it might be a good idea to pop in and have a little look, see if they've got something for you to take with you to enjoy in the office, like their grab-and-goes. They've got that as well. So there we are. Just a couple of things to remind you about, with a big thanks to our advertisers and sponsors here on The Breakfast Show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
And it's time for us to take a look at some of the international news for this morning. We're just a couple of minutes after 7 o'clock. As it says here, on a June night, under the chandeliers of Russia's United Nations mission in New York, dozens of United Nations ambassadors from Africa, the Middle East, Latin America and Asia attended a reception to mark the country's National Day, less than 4 months after its forces invaded neighbouring Ukraine. We thank all of you for your support and your principled position against the so-called anti-Russian crusade, Russian UN Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia told them after accusing countries, which he did not name, of trying to cancel Russia and its culture. Oh, how soon some people forget. North Korea fired 2 cruise missiles from the west coast town of Oncheon early on Wednesday, a South Korean military source has said. The source added the South Korean and the United States military authorities are analyzing details of the missile's flight, including the range. The launches come a day after Seoul and Washington kicked off four days of preliminary joint drills in preparation for the long-suspended live field training Echi Freedom Shield, which takes place from the 22nd of August to the 1st of September. Explosions and fires ripped through at least 17 locations in southern Thailand on Wednesday, authorities have said, in what appeared to be multiple coordinated attacks that injured 7 people. The bombings and arson attacks happened after midnight and targeted convenience stores and gas stations across 3 provinces, lightly injuring, say, at least 7 people, according to police and military statements. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks so far. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz voiced disgust on Wednesday at remarks by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas that the German leader said diminished the importance of the Holocaust, while Israel accused Abbas of telling a monstrous lie. For us Germans in particular, any revitalization of the singularity of the Holocaust is intolerable and unacceptable, Scholz tweeted on Wednesday. I am disgusted by the outrageous remarks made by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. This was during a visit to Berlin on Tuesday. Abbas accused Israel of committing 50 Holocausts in response to a question about the upcoming 50th anniversary of the attack on the Israeli team at the Munich Olympics by Palestinian militants. Australia's former Prime Minister Scott Morrison said on Wednesday that he decided to be secretly sworn in to 5 key ministries during the coronavirus pandemic because he felt responsibility for the nation was his alone. Morrison, who stepped down as leader of the Liberal Party after losing a general election in May, addressed a news conference to answer a barrage of criticism from the Labour government and his own party over the unprecedented assumption of powers. Britain has launched a dispute resolution proceedings with the European Union to try to gain access to the bloc's scientific research programmes, including Horizon Europe, the government said on Tuesday. This is in the latest post-Brexit row. Under a trade agreement signed at the end of 2020, Britain negotiated access to a range of science and innovation programmes, including Horizon, a €95.5 billion, around about $97 billion these days, a programme that offers grants and projects to researchers. And back to missiles, the United States military on Tuesday said that it carried out a test of a Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile that had been delayed to avoid escalating tensions with Beijing during China's show of force near Taiwan earlier this month. China deployed scores of planes and fired live missiles in the Taiwan Strait after U.S. House Representative, of course, Nancy Pelosi, made a trip to the self-ruled island. The test that the U.S. Took place, the test that showed that the readiness of the U.S. nuclear forces and provides confidence in the lethality and effectiveness of the nation's nuclear deterrent, a U.S. military statement said. The re-entry vehicle travelled about 4,200 miles, that's about 6,760 kilometres, and was launched from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The military said about 300 such tests have been carried out previously and that it was not the result of any specific global event. Republican Liz Cheney broadened her attack on Donald Trump after losing her Tuesday night primary, saying the former president was spreading an insidious lie in alleging that the FBI agents who searched his Florida home were politically motivated. The FBI has interviewed Donald Trump's former White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, and his deputy in its investigation into sensitive documents stored at the former president's home, a source familiar with the situation said on Tuesday. And NASA's gigantic space launch system moon rocket, topped with an uncrewed astronaut capsule, began an hours-long crawl to its launch pad on Tuesday, right ahead of the Baymoth's debut test flight this month. The 322-foot-tall, that's about 98-metre rocket, is scheduled to embark on its first mission to space without any humans, and this will be on the 29th of August. It will be crucial, long-delayed demonstration trip to the moon for NASA's Artemis program, the United States' multi-billion-dollar effort to return humans to the lunar surface as practice for future missions to Mars. And lastly, the Silver Ball Retro Arcade, a low-slung building along the Broadwalk in New Jersey Beach town, Asbury Park, is not your typical museum. It's home to more than 150 fully functional pinball machines, some dating from the 1950s, where fans can go back in time, and in some cases, relive their childhood. There we go. I like that one. I had a pinball. I had a pinball machine. I used to have that in my little flat in, it was in North London, I think, at the time. And I took the feet off it and had it on the floor, sort of angled correctly, and used to kneel down on the cushions and play it. Oh, wasted hours and hours of time.
Beautiful girls all over the world, I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you, baby. They might say hi, and I might say hey, but you shouldn't worry about what they say, 'cause they got nothing on you, baby.
Yeah.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you. I know you feel where I'm coming from. Regardless of the things in my past that I've done, most of it really was for the hell of the fun. On a carousel, so around I spun. With no direction, just trying to get some. Trying to chase skirts, living in the summer sun. And so I lost more than I had ever won. And honestly, I ended up with none. There's so much nonsense on my conscience. I'm thinking maybe I should get it out. And I don't want to sound redundant, but I was wondering if there was something that you wanna know. But never mind that, we should let it go.
We, let it go.
We don't wanna be a TV episode.
TV episode.
And all the bad thoughts, just let it go.
Go, go,
go,
go. Beautiful girls all over the world, I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you,
nothing, nothing, nothing on you, babe. Nothing, nothing on you. Now think about
I've
it.
I've been to London, I've been to Paris, even where there is Tokyo. Back home down in Georgia, to New Orleans, but you always get the show. And just like that, girl, you got me froze.
Got me froze.
Like a Nintendo 64. If you never knew, well, now you know.
No,
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 no. Beautiful girls all over the world.
All over.
I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing.
Train. No other girls on my brain, and you the one to blame.
Beautiful girls all over the world.
All over.
I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted.
Wow.
They got nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
They might say hi, and I might say hey.
Hello.
But you shouldn't worry about what they say, 'cause they got nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Yeah.
And that's just how we do it.
greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
She turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass.
Yes, indeed. That's Mr. George Ezrin, Green, Green Grass. Good morning. Let me say a very good morning to Elliot. Good morning to Elliot Dawson. Good morning to you. He says, I played pinball. And, yeah, it's great, isn't it? I used to love that. And I say it was lovely having it in the apartment, especially being low and not sort of taking over the whole room. And he says, I play with, would you please play? There's only one thing to play, really, isn't it? Would you please play Pinball Wizard by The Who or Elton John? I've chosen the one from The Who, and I hope you're going to enjoy it.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always plays clean. Plays by
seen him fall. That gift of a blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Oh, yes, going off into the distance there, that is The Who and Pinball Wizard. And I don't know if any of you saw the movie Tommy. It became a bit of a cult movie with The Who, and it had some great performances in there. Tina Turner as the Acid Queen. Oh, absolutely brilliant. Of course, a very young Elton John as well. Time on The Breakfast Show. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a look and see what the weather's doing, shall we? Oh, I can tell you. I told you earlier on tonight. It said it was going to be nice, and it is. The sun is shining. Oh, you see all the dust in the studio. Lovely. Let's take a look at the forecast. Let's start off over there in Cologne, Costa Rica. 32 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature, with 24 being the minimum. Thermal sensation over there is going to be 37 degrees Celsius with 75% relative humidity. Chance of isolated showers during the course of the morning. In the afternoon, it'll be partially cloudy, and partially cloudy tonight as well. Moving over to West Panama, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius with 76% relative humidity. Pretty much the same. Partially cloudy, they reckon, for this morning, this afternoon, and tonight there'll be a little bit more cloud. Here in the metropolitan area, that's affecting us right now, and we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius maximum, 24 degrees the minimum, 37 degrees at the thermal sensation with 75% relative humidity. They do say partially cloudy, but I don't see much of the partially. There's not much cloud out there at all right now. It's sunny. Now, this afternoon, though, there is a chance of isolated showers, and tonight we're going to be back to partially cloudy. Out in the Gulf, out there in the the area of the Perlis Islands, 31 degrees Celsius max, 25 degrees minimum, 36 degrees Celsius will be the thermal sensation, relative humidity a little bit higher, but not as high as it can be at 77%. So there we go. There's your forecast. We're going to take a look at the maritime conditions for today. We're going to start with the tides on the Pacific. Low tide, that was at 1:15 this morning. That was 0.15 of a meter. High tide will be in, let me see, about 36, yeah, in around about 10 minutes' time. And that is, about 15 minutes' time. And that is going to be 5.03 metres, just over that 5-metre mark. Low tide again, 1:43 in the afternoon, 0.34 of a metre, with the last high tide, 7:57 tonight, just before 8 o'clock, 4.6 metres. On the Caribbean, we're looking at 2 up and 1 down. High tide that was at 5:11 this morning, and that was 0.18 of a metre. Low tide will be at 10:58, just before 11 o'clock this morning. That will be flat at 0. And the last high tide, that will be at 5:56 this evening. That's just before 6 o'clock, and that'll be 0.34 of a metre. So there we are. There are your tides. Now let's take a look at the actual sea conditions if you are going to be on the water. Starting with the Caribbean, conditions are good for this morning with 10 to 25 kilometre an hour winds coming from a northerly direction. Waves just at 1 foot. So not too bad if you're boarding during the course of the morning. In the afternoon, no change with the wave height. That's going to remain at 1 foot. Conditions are good. Winds are going to be 10 to 25 kilometres an hour coming from the north-northwest. Now, let's take a look at the Pacific. We do have a small craft advisory for you this morning. Again, I don't understand it sometime, but that's what they say, because winds are very light. 5 to 15 kilometers an hour coming from the north-northwest. Waves, 4 feet. In the afternoon, there is still the small craft advisory in place. Winds picking up a little bit, just 15 to 25 kilometers an hour. Coming from the north-northwest, and waves, well, they're going to stay unchanged at 4 feet. So there you go. That's it. Weather. Weather for today. Wednesday, 17th of August.
Doesn't matter what I say.
Traveller, and that was just called Hook. Time on the Breakfast Show to do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're gonna watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork, caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings, served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Avanteca Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AvantecaPty or by WhatsApp 6972521818.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply. And the time on the Breakfast Show, 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And we're going to take a look at some of the international business news for this Wednesday, 17th of August. World shares edged up on Wednesday, taking comfort from strong US retail earnings, even though the UK's highest inflation since 1982 and the rate hike in New Zealand reminded investors of the challenges facing the global economy. The MSCI's benchmark for global stocks was up 0.1% by 8.29 GMT, extending its July recovery, although concerns over high inflation and policy tightening kept a lid on gains. European shares were barely changed after a positive opening, and the MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan added 0.2% off earlier highs. Wall Street looked set for a weaker start after strong gains on Tuesday, following stronger-than-expected results from Walmart and Home Depot, which bolstered views on the health of consumers. S&P 500 futures, well, they were down 0.3%. But British consumer price inflation jumped more than expected to 10.1% in July, highlighting growing pressures on households while cementing expectations of another 50 basis point rate hike at the next Bank of England meeting. The dollar held on to gains against other major currencies on Wednesday ahead of the release of minutes of the US Federal Reserve's July meeting that could give further clues about the pace of further interest rate hikes. The greenback has recovered the ground it lost since softer than expected inflation data last week led to investor bets that price rises may have peaked, weakening the dollar. Oil hit a six-month low on Wednesday after a brief rally as concerns about the prospect of a global recession that would weaken demand overshadowed a report showing lower US crude and gasoline stocks. Figures on Wednesday did little to improve the economic backdrop, showing British consumer price inflation jumping, as we mentioned, to 10.1% in July, its highest since February of 1982, intensifying a squeeze on households. Brent crude fell low at $91.51. The lowest since February, and by 09:31 GMT was down 5 cents at $92.29. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude fell 20 cents, or 0.2%, to $86.33. The oil market is struggling to shake off recession fears, and there is little to suggest that this will change any time soon, said Stephen Brenock of oil broker PVM. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz faces lawmakers' questions this week. This is over his role in tackling a multi-billion euro tax fraud, as a sprawling probe into the scheme threatens to undermine him as he grapples with an energy crisis and the fallout of war. In the scheme, known as Comex, or dividend stripping, banks and investors would swiftly trade shares of companies around their dividend payout day, blurring stock ownership and allowing multiple parties to falsely reclaim tax rebates on dividends. And lastly, having seen 8 coaches come and go in less than 10 years, Manchester United fans know their false dawns. Wednesday shed a different light on strife at the giant football club. Elon Musk said he was buying it, and then said it was all a joke. Not very funny. Musk, the world's richest person, said early on Wednesday that he hadn't been serious when he tweeted hours previously that he was going to buy Manchester United PLC, now languishing at the foot of the English Premier League. As fed-up fans urge current owners, the American Glazer family, to sell up. Well, if Elon Musk doesn't buy Twitter, you could probably get a better deal with Manchester. Well, that's it. Some of the business news, 25 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Calvin Harris, together with Nomani. And Tinash and Offset as well.
But if you like everything, I think you might love me, babe.
Calvin Harris, and it's called New to You. So featuring Normani there and Tinashe and Offset. We're 20 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's say we're going to Renee. Renee just drops a little note. Good morning to you. She says, oh, good morning. What a beautiful blue sky we have today. And you asked if we could play Rush and Tom Sawyer. There we go, that's Rush and Tom Sawyer. Breakfast show time, 17 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Remind you, by the way, we're coming up for the weekend, aren't we? Yes, let's get ready. Let's be optimistic. One thing you could be doing is popping along to Frank's Place, okay? It's like being in a Hollywood movie with a perfect Italian-American touch. This to disconnect you. That's what we need, isn't it? Disconnect from the city for a special time. That's Frank's Place, live music every Saturday. You can book now on 394-6998, 394-6998, or on 63201013. They're located in downtown. This is the strip mall in Costa d'Este. Frank's Place, do go along. You can have a great weekend. Okay, then go. Well, you can go any night, but we are coming up to the weekend. Good place to go and celebrate. Frank's Place, there in Costa d'Este. And also, let me remind you about Day Gourmet. As I mentioned earlier on, if you're into way into the office, you can go and get a grab and grow. Why not? The Gourmet Store, it's in Paitia Mall. They've got delicious dishes ready to heat and enjoy. That's what they call grab and grow. It's all prepared for you. All you've got to do is heat it up. Perfect for your lunch in the office. The Gourmet Store, Paitia Mall, they're waiting for you. Monday to Saturday, they're waiting for you. Do go along and take advantage of them. Of course, in Quinta Venti Quattro, remember, gone in 30 seconds, cars move quickly, don't they? And they do at Quinta Venti Quattro. Every 6 minutes, someone buys a car on Quinta Venti Quattro. You've got more than 5,000 cars to pick from here in Panama. Do it quickly. Why? Because they go fast. Quinta Venti Quattro. If you publish it, you know what's going to happen, don't you? They're going to buy it.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you. Could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Jolene, you can have him 'cause he don't mean much to me.
And there we go, with the original Jolene, of course, from Dolly Parton, followed on there. That's Chapel Heart, and You Can Have Him, Jolene. Sort of a reply to the original. And blessed, by the way, by the lady herself, by Dolly Parton. She loves it. Taking a little rummage, I came across this, which, of course, fits into my category, so I thought this might give you a little bit of a chuckle. According to an extensive survey which was conducted by the consulting firm Trending Machine, two-fifths of Americans have forgotten or misplaced one or more everyday items in the past week. Not so surprising, huh? Well, but there is a fascinating part. Younger adults aged 18 to 34 years of age are twice as likely as seniors to forget what day it is, and a little less than that to forget where they put their keys. We seniors, though, however, we do have a distinct edge when it comes to forgetting names. 23% versus 16%, according to survey leader. What's her name? I like that one. But it's so true, you know. I mean, I meet a lot of people, and through my working career I did as well, sort of working in the oil business. And but I used to go to conferences, these sort of conferences, and you'd see people you hadn't seen for a while. And you immediately recognize their face. Go, oh, how are you? You know, and you're trying to remember their name. And you're squinting to have to read their name badge on their chest without trying to look too obvious. And then, you know, you're just sort of getting there, and then somebody else walks up who you can't remember either, and you've got to introduce them. It's really quite hilarious. Time on the break for sure. If you are keeping an eye on the time, 7 and a half minutes, that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come on this morning's show, we've got in the next hour, of course it is Wednesday, we've got our movie review with Andres. Also, we'll be checking in with Ingrid. She's in Pedersey. I hope they made it all right anyway. So we'll be doing that. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. The movie that Andres is going to review is called Prey. So we'll look at that. That's P-R-E-Y, not P-R-A-Y. And in the last hour today, we're going to be talking a little bit about the book fair, which is coming up this coming weekend. And we'll be chatting with the new press attaché from the American Embassy. And we're going to be talking about the American Embassy's participation in the book fair. And Joseph arrived in Panama just 2 weeks ago. Oh, and they've given him to me. How nice. I look forward to that. So plenty coming up for you this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Right, what have I got for you now? I tell you what, this is the new single from John Legend.
She moves in peculiar ways. This room is nothing more than her stage. It's so cruel. The life of the party should be the death of me. I told her you're the love of my night. I won't stop till you're the love of my life. I won't stop till you're the one that I'm taking home. One I've been waiting for. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is get up on it. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is pull her close. Got me in the palm of her hands. She don't want this song to be over. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance. All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is.
All I wanna do is get my nails done. Yeah, all I wanna do is spend a big fun. Twerk, twerk all night on your grandson. Little west side chick out of London. Top boy boo, that be getting to the food. Need a G with some peas, that be getting all the juice. Day night for my dude, got the lace with the glue. I'ma dance all night in my new G. Give me home.
one I've been waiting for.
No,
all she wanna do is,
all she wanna do is dance.
All I wanna do is get up on her. Got me in the palm of her hand. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance.
Come get this dance.
But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is.
Dance. Oh, I have to finish it for him every time, you know. let's say a very good morning to Jessica. Let me see if I got time to put this one in. Let me just take a quick look and see. I'm going to leave it till after the news. Yeah, I got a request for Jessica, and I'm going to do that a little bit later after we've done the news this morning. So what I'm going to do right now is this. It's the Ace of Base. Beautiful Life. Take us up to the top of the hour.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Superior Court of Liquidation confirmed a conviction of the Third Liquidator Court of Criminal Cases, in which a sentence of 48 months in prison was applied to former Minister of Social Development Guillermo Ferrofino for the commission of the crime of corruption of a public official. Through Edict No. 722, posted on the morning of this Tuesday, at the headquarters of the Third Liquidator Court, the parties were informed of the decision made by the Superior Court of Appeals through Resolution No. 76 of July of this year. On March the 14th, the third liquidator court sentenced the former minister to 48 months in prison and two other people to 36 months for corruption of a public official for the irregular acquisition of a vehicle. The sentence was produced for the personal use of a Toyota truck acquired by two contractor companies of the Ministry of Social Development when that portfolio was directed by Ferrofino. In the trial, which was held on the 12th of January of this year, the discharge anti-corruption prosecutor, Ormeldo Gomez, requested the conviction of the three involved and specified that in 2013, Ferrofino received, for his personal use, a Toyota truck from two companies that transferred the sum of $110,000 through a third person as a, quote, donation, unquote, in order to benefit them with public contracts. The Department of Epidemiology, the Ministry of Health, confirmed on Tuesday the fourth case of monkeypox in the country. This is a man, 25 years of age, foreigner, but resident in Panama. This patient had contact on the 26th of July and outside the country with a person who tested positive for monkeypox, the report detailed. The patient began the symptoms with fever, which occurred on the 12th of August. The next day, multiple vascular lesions appeared on his anatomy. On August the 15th, he went to the Parque Lefebvre Polycentre, where the corresponding samples were taken and sent to the Gorgas Commemorative Institute for Health Studies, where the result came back positive. Now, according to the ministry, this patient is in home isolation since his physical condition is said to be good. It must be remembered that since May the 24th, Panama declared a health alert throughout the country due to monkeypox. As part of this alert, epidemiological surveillance was redoubled in all health regions and all entry points in the national territory. Monkeypox is a virus that is spread from person to person by direct contact with skin lesions in an infected person. Contact with infected secretions from the respiratory tract or with objects, fabrics, clothes, bedding or towels, and surfaces that have been used by a sick person. Now, among its symptoms are fever, headache, swollen glands, lumbar pain, muscle pain and lack of energy. The symptoms of this disease can last from 5 to 21 days. Worldwide, the data reported by the World Health Organization indicate that the majority of cases correspond to men. 93% of these are between 25 and 45 years of age. One of the main routes of transmission being close contact during sexual intercourse. Therefore, it is recommended to practice safe sex and avoid having sex with multiple partners, the Ministry of Health's statement highlighted. According to reports from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, there are currently almost 32,000 affected by monkeypox in 89 countries. 95% of the premises affiliated with the National Union of Pharmacy Owners, UNPROFA, kept their doors closed on Tuesday. This as a protest measure against the entry into force of Executive Decree No. 17 of the 10th of August, which set a 30% discount on a group of 170 medications. We are not closed because we want it that way. It is that there is no reason to open, said Orlando Perez, president of UNPROFA, which brings together 450 pharmacies in the country. We can't buy medicines for $100 and sell it for $70, he remarked. Perez said that they expect a prompt solution to the problems that small and medium-sized pharmacies have today before the entry into force of the aforementioned decree of August of 2022. It is an imposition of the government, something absurd. We cannot be with more discounts than those that we are already being applied, said Perez. The president of UNPROFA emphasized that the closure measure goes from Bocas del Toro to Darien, while confirming that in the afternoon of this Tuesday they would attend a meeting at the Presidency of the Republic. This is a session of the technical work table that was installed last February to solve the shortage of medicines. Business associations have argued that at least 4,500 direct jobs would be lost with the application of the 30% reduction in the price of a group of drugs and advocate the search for actions without affecting the stability of companies that generate jobs. Samuel Moreno, director of the National Institute of Statistics and Census, the INEC, declared that Panama will begin its population and housing censuses on the 8th of January of next year and will last until the 4th of March. According to Moreno, the total cost of the population and housing censuses will be $54.7 million, and he clarified that $20 million have already been used to purchase equipment. This time, the motto will be, quote, "This year opens the door to the census," unquote, and will begin to recruit enumerators from the month of November. Moreno explained that 7,000 enumerators will be required and their training will begin in December. He added that Panama has had the advice of international organizations and especially officials from countries such as Costa Rica, Chile, Uruguay and Ecuador. During the press conference, the official recalled that these censuses in Panama will be of law and not of fact. That is, it will take 2 months to carry it out. He also emphasized that this time technology will be vital for its realization. However, he stated that in regional areas without connectivity, it should be done with the use of pen and paper. Between September the 18th and the 15th of October, a test will be carried out in three regions of the country to analyse the operation of the equipment and the procedures. Moreno recalled that for this test, the dormitory cities will be taken into account, which is why the areas of Capira, Tocumen and Colón were chosen for the data collection trials. For this testing period, 169 collaborators will be recruited. In addition, in the census questionnaire, it will be taken into account to ask the person if he is considered to be within a particular ethnic group. It was stated that the country will be divided into 136 census regions, and for this it will be necessary to recruit 2,000 supervisors. The official explained that the INEC would be giving the preliminary results in the month of July of 2023, and the final ones will be revealed in September. The total amount stolen from the branch of the National Bank of Panama, the BNP, on Calle 26, Caledonia, was $678,000. This was announced on Tuesday by the general manager of the BNP, Javier Carrizo Esquivel, about the final audit that ended on Monday night. When referring to the theft, Carrizo Esquivel said that there were some flaws that the criminals identified. These are some weaknesses in the alarm system, he added, and it was a very well-planned job. He commented that the criminals could have entered the place through a duct that was reinforced in the original design of the branch. This was inaugurated in 1972. They went to the right places. It was well-studied, he said. Well, on Monday, staff from the BNP branch on Calle 26, Caledonia, who were preparing to start their usual work, found three holes in the ceiling. The public ministry has reported that the investigation was left to the anti-corruption prosecutor's office, since it is a crime against state property. The BNP, for its part, reported that it is collaborating with the investigations and that for now this particular branch will be closed. It was learned that this Tuesday the safes of the said bank branch were replaced. The measure to freeze fuel prices for individuals has been in place now for a month as of Monday, and the government has already subsidized some $40.5 million, according to AIG figures. According to the data released by the Authority for Government Innovation, between July the 15th and August the 15th of this year, 4.23 million transactions have been carried out, reflecting a total consumption of $133.7 million and an amount to subsidize of $40.5 million. In addition, it is specified that 744,013 private vehicles have used the benefit and that the state is providing. It should be noted that there have been two subsidized fuel prices, 91 and 95 octane gasoline and diesel, from July the 15th to the 18th. It was $3.95 per gallon, and as of the afternoon of July the 18th, it was $3.25. It is detailed that 95 octane gasoline is the fuel that registers the highest subsidy,
with $21.6 million, that's 54%, followed by diesel with $13.5 million, that's 34%, and 91-octane gasoline, $5.2 million, 13%. This decision to freeze prices was made by the executive after protests and street closures by different groups. The fuel subsidy alternative began on the 3rd of June with public transport, selective and collective. Then on June the 10th, commercial transport and agricultural machinery were added. AIG data indicates that since the 3rd of June, the government has subsidised $29.8 million and selective transport is the one that reports the largest amount with $15.4 million. Based on prices current through August the 26th, the government is currently subsidising $1.07 per gallon for 95-octane gasoline, 94 cents per gallon for 91-octane and $1.12 for diesel. This fuel subsidy measure will last for 3 months, extendable, and the funds available to the government for this amount to around $200 million. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.
What's happening locally?
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Aventika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AventikaPTY or by WhatsApp 69725218. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at tiendasintemperie.
There we go. That is Soul Asylum and Misery. Here on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping eye on the time, we're just making our way right now to... We're coming down to, 19 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of... after the hour of 8 o'clock. Still plenty to come here on The Breakfast Show. I'm just waiting to see where... Oh, Ingrid's not playing. I'll have to check her out in a minute. Time on The Breakfast Show. I tell you what, I got a request. Let's do this one. This comes from Jessica. I mentioned she dropped us a little line just as we were sort of making our way up to the news. And I thought, well, I'll wait to get the whole track in for her. Because she says, yesterday you played a song by Florence and the Machine. They have a nice song, by the way, called Jenny of Old Stones. Do you have it? Yes, I do. Indeed.
I'm the hose of a kiss. You would dance with her ghost. The one she had lost and the one she had found. The ones who had loved her the most. Once who'd been gone for so very long, she couldn't remember their names. They spun her round on the damp old stone, spun away all her sorrow and pain, and she never wanted to leave.
So that goes out to Jessica this morning. That, by the way, was I know the guy here. That big series, I've lost it. The Thrones thing.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, that song was in Game of Thrones.
Was it?
It was.
There you go.
Yeah. See, I do know something. Not a lot, but I do know something.
You don't know a lot. No.
No. Okay. All right. Right, I tell you what, I think I have sorted out my problem. Let's see if we can get Ingrid on the line.
Morning, Panama. Ah. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? We are here. We are in Pedicy. At 8:30 tea time. Ooh, yeah, we're going to be taking off. We're looking at them whales. I'm standing underneath the moon this morning already. Beautiful blue skies. What a glorious road trip driving down all the way through Pedicy. Oh, my goodness. We went out last night and drove around the town, turned around, came back, and took us all of about... 10 minutes. It's a little smaller than El Valle, but it's beautiful. Lots of things to see around here. Lots of artists and things of that nature. And lots of cows, cattle. Boy, is this cattle an agricultural country. And they's mooing this morning. I woke up to move over. Not quite. Okay, so it's going to be a great day. Looking forward to it like you don't know. Anyways, we are out on the street right now, just outside of the Airbnb.
We're going to be heading over to the beach shortly so that we can get on a skiff or what's known as a panga. And then we'll be going out to see those beautiful creatures, hopefully swimming around Iguana Island. Now, I've never been to either place. I've never swam around Iguana Island, and I've never been on what I think is called a panga boat. But I'll find out soon enough, and we'll talk to it more about that tomorrow. Hopefully I'll have some pictures to send Jerry as well. And talking about those big, beautiful sperm whales. No, not sperm whales. They're humpbacks here. Beautiful humpback whales. Well, the sky is absolutely gorgeous. And there are a lot of spiders around here. I'm seeing a lot of oh, my God. Oh, my God. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, that just creeped me out totally. Okay, totally creeped me out. I got about 6 spiders that are about the size of my hand. Okay, I'm not going to go over there. Okay, I'm a little scared of spiders. Okay. All right, I hope we'll be reporting back to you very shortly as soon as I can get away from these spiders. Everything's good so far, and back to you in the studio.
Sakamoto, and that was Sukiyaki. And that was a request from Paul over there in the United Kingdom this morning over there in South London. Well, you, Paul. And it is, well, you know he's already here because we were chatting with him. Good morning to Andreas.
Good morning, sir. Some interesting music picks for my intro today, I gotta say.
Well, it wasn't for your intro.
They're always for my intro, Jerry. The songs that precluded this amazing segment. Is that not it?
Right, moving on.
Anyways.
Yeah, let's move on. So, you actually went to the movies.
I did not actually, no.
You didn't go to the movies.
I did not go to the movies.
Oh, where did you see this then?
This is on streaming services.
Is it really?
They decided to move it to streaming services.
Which one?
Prey. Oh, which streaming service?
Yes.
Hulu.
Pardon?
Hulu. Owned
Star Trek.
No, no, no. This is owned...
Hulu is in Star Trek.
It's owned 70% by Disney and 30% by Comcast.
Okay, so it's not on Netflix then?
It is not on Netflix.
Okay, what else are we going to talk about?
I don't know. I made a huge list on the bottom. I don't know if you saw it.
You made a big list on your bottom?
No, no. On the bottom of the review I sent you.
Oh,
Jerry.
Right. Let me look.
And it's all the TV shows and stuff that it's premiering in different streaming services throughout August and September. It's amazing.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a really heavy heavy TV month.
It's just very efficient.
Thank you. I like to think so.
It's just not like you.
Oh, come on. But anyways, I got to ask, are you a fan of the Predator franchise?
Well, if I remember right, was this the thing when they were running around in the woods and the thing?
Correct.
That was a long time ago.
Schwarzenegger. Yeah, it's an 80s movie.
That's right. Yeah, Schwarzenegger. That's right. Yeah. I enjoyed the time. I watched a movie, actually. We'll talk about it later, and I really enjoyed it at the weekend.
Okay.
It was on Netflix.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
We will.
But let's talk about
Prey.
Prey.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to pray that this segment is over.
No. This movie is
Prey.
Is worth it.
It is.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Let's start with director Dan Trachtenberg. Never heard of him. Don't know who he is. Made an amazing movie.
Got a good name, though.
Starring.
Right.
Amber Midthunder and Dakota Beavers. They are Native Americans.
Did they make these names up?
They are Native Americans.
They're cool. I like it.
They're actual Native Americans, yeah.
Oh, absolutely cool.
Keep laughing.
No. Yeah, no, but it is an unusual name, isn't it?
It is.
Amber Midthunder.
What can I say?
Boom.
That's the name. Anyways, give us the plot, Jerry.
Well, I haven't read it yet.
Well, that's why I said give us the
origin story of the Predator. Oh, okay. The origin story of the Predator in the world of the Comanche Nation 300 years ago. Naru, a skilled warrior, fights to protect her tribe against one of the first highly evolved predators to land on Earth.
There you go. I know you're enticed. I know you want to watch it. This is the movie I think you would really enjoy, I gotta be honest.
Hulu.
Well, you gotta branch out with your streaming services, sir. You gotta branch out.
Am I gonna get a streaming service subscription to every movie I wanna watch?
All you gotta do is, we're gonna end up back where we were at 20 years ago with a bundle of a bunch of streaming services that are pretty much gonna be cable. But anyways. This got positives, and there's a lot of them. First of all, the Predator creature has amazing gadgets. The gadgets he has in this movie, and they're obviously, they looked more incredible because he is combating a bunch of bow and arrows and axes.
Okay.
Because he's combating Native Americans 300 years ago, and he has amazing extraterrestrial gadgets. So it looks really good. The Predator invisibility special effect still works. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Can do
you
the
just see the scenery moving.
Yeah, it really still works
good.
Really well. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The right amount of gore.
He's in it, Al Gore?
No, the gore is as in blood and gore.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No. I like it. You know, you don't want too much in these kind of movies. You don't want too much blood, but some, because it is an R-rated movie. It is an action movie. It is about hunters and predators and prey.
Mm-hmm.
So you do want a little bit of blood, but not too much.
Not gratuitous.
Not gratuitous. That's a great
word.
That's
a big word for you.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna write it down.
Yeah,
I'm gonna write it down.
Do.
Naru, played by Amber Midthunder, is a fully formed character. Like, this is a character, you start the movie with her literally waking up, and you go through her whole story trying to defend her tribe and trying to become more than just another female in the tribe. It's really well done. I thought the character development of her worked really well, and she sold every bit of the fighting sequences.
Mm-hmm.
And she was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I was a huge fan. Really great hand-to-hand combat scenes. You gotta have this. Especially in this movie, which is a lot of, as I mentioned, bow and arrows and axes and stuff. There's no guns here. Little guns.
Mm-hmm.
You need great choreography.
It's quite quiet then.
Well, I guess no. Why would it be quiet?
Well, you've got.
Well, yeah, good point. Good point.
Boom.
Good point.
As opposed to.
I mean, I don't know if you ever thought of this, but you should do a little radio telenovela with some sound effects. I'm just saying. Anyways, as always. The dog character is a highlight of the film. I love, you know me. I love me a good dog character. And Sari, the dog in this movie, does not disappoint. By the way, rescue dog. They rescued the dog and trained him for the movie.
Oh, really?
Now he's a superstar.
Oh, wonderful. You know that's a nice story.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that story. Yeah. We don't need to do anything else.
I'm just saying, it's a beautiful story. Beautiful, unexpected cinematography for a Predator franchise film. You don't expect this. You don't expect a Predator film to be like, oh, this is a beautiful film. But the landscapes they do of Northern America and the shots, it's really well done. I was so impressed with the cinematography of this film. Great sibling relationship between Naru and Tabe. Tabe played by Dakota Beavers. The older brother and the sister, they go back and forth. You can see the love there, and it's amazing because obviously they're not real brothers and sisters. So you can see the relationship that has been formed for years and years and years, and it plays really well and has a great payoff, and it's a great arc. I was a huge fan, and they did it so well. Organically understanding the Predator and how to defeat it. This is something some movies make a mistake in. Like, you want to see the character figuring it out. Like, you want to see the character understanding, how do I fight this out of this world creature? And how they do it in the movie, it's really organic. You can see the person picking up little details here and there about the Predator only seeing the heat of humans and live creatures, or can he see, can he not see, stuff like that, and it's I think it's super well done. The contrast of the world with the neon green blood looks amazing. Obviously, it's the Predator's blood is neon green, and everything else is very earth colors because they are in the woods, and it just looks fantastic. Like, visually, it's just fantastic. The animal special effects look great. Because it's a Predator film, you see, for example, a wolf hunting a rabbit, and you see it all. You see the wolf when he's going around the rabbit, trying to, like, softly come in, and they start running, and it's obviously CGI, but it looks just really, really real. It looks like they actually shot a wolf and a rabbit just going at it.
So they have a little thing, no animals were hurt during the making of
it. I don't know, I gotta be honest, it was so real, I don't know. They might kill some people. The French massacre scene is a must watch. There's a moment where these Frenchmen are obviously invading the tribesmen, and they get attacked by the Predator, and it's a massacre, and it's just great to watch.
Oh, cool.
Really fantastic to watch.
Yeah. I'm not commenting on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't comment on that. Anyways. A couple negatives, I gotta be honest. It took me a while to think of these.
I mean, there are only a couple of negatives.
Yeah, two negatives. The only animal effect that really didn't work was a mountain lion. They do a whole mountain lion scene that... And I think maybe cats, because of their movement, it's really hard to try to make it look realistic, maybe. But it looked kind of fake. You can see it. And the second act can drag a little bit, I gotta say. You gotta hang on the second act. But other than that, the movie is just great. Final comments before we move on to TV and the movie you watched. A real unexpected treat of a film. Easily the best Predator film of the whole franchise. Makes me wonder if they should have premiered it in movie theaters and maybe have a surprise hit of the summer. I think if this movie would have premiered in theaters, you would have seen a hit.
Especially, I would think, in the 4D.
The thing is, right now, and that's the problem, and that's why I made the list of TV shows, there's not a lot of stuff coming. There's not a lot of big movies coming in August and September. Normally, these months are where they dump bad movies. They're like, just put it in August, put it in September, doesn't matter. And this movie would have been, I think it would have been a hit. I really do.
All right, we're going to take a piece of music. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
There we go, Evelyn Champagne King. There's a couple of things to remind you about. If you, by the way, are an interior designer, don't forget to visit us. That is Lumicentro. And take advantage of the greatest variety in decorative lighting. Lumicentro, they've now got more than 50 years experience of illuminating Panamanian life. And they're inviting you to visit any of their 11 branches nationwide and take advantage of their discounts for your decimo. This is from August the 11th going through till the 21st of August. You've still got plenty of time. Also, our friends in Cuenta 24, find the biggest Hisense TV. They've got those at the lowest price in Panama, now in Cuenta 24. And with the service Entrega a Domicilio, you get free delivery and you get 10% off as well. So do go along and check them out. And De Gourmet, the De Gourmet store, the delicatessen specialty food store, they're waiting for you in Paitia Mall. Do pop along. That's right next to the Pacific Center, so the strip mall there. They're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday. De Gourmet. Don't forget you can go in there and get your grab and go. Take it back to the office, heat it up, and enjoy. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D on 89.3. We're chatting with Andres Clemente.
What are you going to say, Andres?
Andres, no. No, please don't. What a thought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What can I say? Don't get flustered.
No.
Don't get nervous.
No, I'm just trying to compose myself. No, I was looking because we watched a couple of movies at the weekend.
Oh, nice. Here we go.
All right. We watched Sea Beast, which is
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was really peed off.
Really?
Well, because it should be good. I mean, all the characters...
They were so fun.
They were great, except the monsters looked so stupid.
Yeah, the...
No, come on.
The design did not look great.
No, it was like bloody Pichu Pachu or whatever it is. I mean, then you know...
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
You were trying to say Pokemon.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Pichu Pachu.
You're close.
But, no, I mean, the rest of it was well drawn.
It was so well.
Even the crab was well done, but these stupid... Bloody
the whale things, yeah.
The whale that have got no sort of texture to them, nothing, and they were pathetic.
Not a fan of the design of the monsters. I agree with you.
No, that spoiled the whole thing.
But it was a surprise movie. I did not see that coming. It's really well done. The characters are great,
except for the monsters. They're not well done at all.
Fair enough. But the story is beautiful, though. It's a beautiful story.
It's a nice story. But why did they come up with some stupid monsters?
By the way, how did you end up watching an animated film? It's not really your bag.
No, we do watch animated films.
Do you?
Yeah, no, we watch them.
I disagree, but okay.
You're not sitting here at home with me watching movies.
But every time I come here and say, like, oh, I watched this amazing animated film, and you're like, oh, a kiddie movie?
That's your response. This was a kiddie movie.
Okay, but you enjoyed it, though.
No, I didn't like the monsters.
Okay, fair.
They spoiled it. They looked stupid.
They were not
They
great.
Were stupid.
Love the captain, though. The captain was great.
Captain was good. No, I mean, the rest of the characters were well drawn and that. But even the crab, when it came out to fight.
It was a great fight.
It was good, but then the monster was silly.
Yeah, the red monster was... The design was not amazing. Yeah,
no.
I agree with you.
And that funny little blue thing.
Yeah. Question.
Yes.
I had a problem with this. In the movie, they travel, like, in the beast, like, nostrils.
Yes.
Or the ear at one point.
Yeah.
And they're underwater.
Yes.
I didn't know that there's like a
an
amazing membrane that they can breathe. Water does not go in there.
But there was a membrane. Did you not see it open and close? I'm not serious.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. Because I thought the same thing. And then when he came up, you saw that this sort of like...
like a filter.
Just sort of clear.
Okay, so, no, I didn't notice.
Yeah, no. Otherwise, I agree. But, you know, I mean, it's stupid.
Calm down.
No, the other one, I said, you're probably going to hate this movie.
Oh, here we go.
But it's right up my street, The Gray Man.
I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It completely in your bag. That is a very Jerry D movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. I didn't dislike it. I enjoyed it. I think they went a little too far with some of the, like, the whole...
I know.
The train scene was too much, or the trolley scene was a little too much for my taste.
Yeah, but I know it was over the top.
Another point. Like,
but
come on.
But I don't care.
I like it a little more realistic, but yeah. I enjoyed it.
I don't want realism. I have realism every day. I have you in the studio, for heaven's sake, every week.
That's a great, that'd be a great day.
I like escapism.
That's a great day. You escape with me to a fantastical world of movies and TV, no? Too much? Okay.
Too much. That's a little bit like The Gray Man.
But the Gray, by the way, the movie, huge hit. They're doing sequel.
Really?
Yeah, they signed the actor for a sequel. And
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm a huge fan of the actors. I think Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans have great chemistry. I think it worked really well. Ana de Armas is at the apex of her career. She can do no wrong right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's in every movie, and she got her big break with the Duran movie.
Oh, really?
That was her big
really?
Break. Yeah.
Was she both?
She was the leader. No, she was Duran's wife.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
So she that was her big break, and now she's in James Bond a million other movies.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what. There's a bit of a debate with some people, because BBC did a nice piece this last week, because it was the, I think, 50th anniversary of The Godfather.
Okay.
And they did a, I don't know if you ever watched the movie guy on BBC, he's pretty good.
No, I haven't.
He's a professional.
unwarranted.
But they showed the movie, and all these women were complaining about the way the women were portrayed in the movie, and they didn't have leading roles, and they didn't have this, and they didn't have that. And I'll be honest with you, I got a bit annoyed.
Okay.
Because are we going to change the past just because it doesn't suit us in the present? Because this movie was made in the year 1945.
The movie was not made in 1945.
No, it was made for the period.
Okay, it was based in 1945,
That's right. They didn't make it.
Got it. Just
50 years from...
Fair enough,
Pay attention.
I'm there.
I can ask questions.
Okay.
But the argument was, and a lot of people are going to say, look, in the 1940s, like that, I'm sorry to say, but that's how women were treated.
It wasn't right, but they were treated that way.
It wasn't right, but that is the way that it was.
Correct.
And I'm saying, why are we rewriting... Or people want to rewrite it. Oh, they have to make a new one. No, they don't have to make a new one. That's how life was in 1945. Why are these people so obsessed with blurring what happened in the past? When it happened, we're rectifying it. We've made a lot of changes. We moved forward. But don't try and change what happened. I mean, there was a thing on actual adverts from the 1950s in newspapers and things like this. And it was,
just people smoking.
Buy your wife something that's going to make her really happy this Christmas. And it's a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you send me that? That would be amazing.
But there were also other ones, and this is serious. When you go home tonight and you beat your wife, think about this.
Are you serious?
I am not making
that. There's no way a commercial. When you go and smack your wife around.
I'll find it for you.
Please do.
Because it shot me. I mean, I was alive in those days.
Jesus.
Just call me Jerry.
Okay. Like I agree with you. It is like we don't understand humans evolve. And evolve means we get better, we understand better. And it is completely true that women and minorities were mistreated throughout all our history. And I don't know if we are doing a great job rectifying it still, but people are working on it.
Things are a lot better.
I'm 100%, but it's still not there. And I think it's also an individual thing. I think it is in Jerry's part, and it is in my part, and it is in everybody's part to do their part. You know what I'm saying? Like, you treat women better, I treat women better, everybody treats women better. Guess what? Now women are treated better. But that's not always how it works.
I don't think it's a question of treaty. I mean, women are equal to us. There should be no differential whatsoever. I mean, look at the fantastic job that female leaders have made in politics.
Hey,
Margaret Thatcher.
They're doing a better job than men. I'll tell you that right now.
No, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. There should be absolutely no differential whatsoever. Nobody should have preference over anybody else. We should all be equal. But what I'm saying is, look, these things happened in the past. You can't change it. And don't deny that it happened.
I agree. I think if somebody makes a movie today and about today, about modern times, and there is a woman that is poorly written, complain. Completely agree. Like especially if it's a bad character or like what we used to call in movies the wet blanket character. That it's a woman that only complains. That's just it's not well written.
Mm.
But back in 1945, as you say, or 1970s, when this movie was made, And especially, I haven't worked for the mob. I've tried, haven't been able to. But I'm assuming the mob was very male-oriented in 1945.
Do you need a reference?
If you got one, that would be awesome. But I think, and by the way, they try to remake The Godfather. That is quite the feat. Like, that is...
Not doable. I mean, it's a standalone. Leave it alone. It was perfect at its time. I mean, it's incredibly well acted.
I think activists should focus on today and not movies.
But yeah, no. But you know, I think what you can do is you can go back and if you're studying film, I mean, there's a good example of a movie to watch for a number of different reasons. You can even use it for looking at how, you know, how things have changed over the years, how attitudes have changed. And, you know, I hate to say it, in those days, you know, women's place was in the kitchen and cleaning and you know, whatever. And there was I must try and find this thing for you with these.
You got to send me that commercial.
Yeah, because there are a number of them, mainly, you know, out of the newspapers and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, when you look at them now, you think, oh, my God, how could that ever have...
No, yeah, it was...
And there's some ad about smoking and...
Like, if you see, there's a couple movies that you see today, and they're masterpieces, but they haven't aged beautifully regarding the content.
Mm.
If you watch Raging Bull, which is one of the best movies made by Scorsese, how La Mota treats his girlfriend, mm-hmm. wife, it's just not great.
Mm-hmm.
It's not amazing, but mm-hmm. that was the movie, that was the time, and it's a great movie.
Mm. Mm.
It hasn't aged well, but it's a great movie.
Hey, let's just say a good morning to Rosita. Good morning to you. Buenos días. Good, your commentarios. I agree. Good morning, sweetheart. Oh, thank you.
There you go. How do you know that's not with me, by the way?
No, I haven't finished yet.
Got it.
Let me finish.
Fair enough.
Okay. You are definitely the best of my morning life. I agree with you 100%. Say hi to our guest.
Oh, okay. I'm not sweetheart.
So you're being impatient.
I'm the guest. Yeah.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Remember your place.
Thank
you. Oh, here's some. Look, this is one. Oh, look. Renee sent us a couple here.
Here we go.
Let me see if I can sort of blow these up a bit. Wedding gift that keeps
on giving.
It's an iron.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I love it. This is from Renee. And the other one is that this year we're giving practical presents. And it's...
Well, can you resend me those, please? Great.
And that's Costco. Household stools. You're giving a present that lives forever to the wife, a stool.
Yeah, what is that? I thought that was like a baby chair.
I think it's a chair, but you can see what it is, the chair. I think that bit underneath folds up, but you can use it as a stool. You see, three steps up.
But
it doubles as a chair as well.
Wow.
Quite ingenious, really.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, I mean, this is what I'm saying.
I know.
These ads actually... It gives you something nice for Christmas. It's,
you know what I'm saying?
It's a vacuum cleaner.
Every time I show up at home after work, I'm like, where's my food, woman? And she slaps me in the face.
We like to do that. We all like to do that, yes.
Yeah, but different times, man. Different
I mean, it was. I mean, as I said, you know, these times existed, and you can't go back and say that it didn't exist.
Yeah.
Let's quickly, because gave us this great list.
I was mentioning the fact that there's not a lot of great movies premiering in the movie theaters this August and early September, but we have so much content on TV and really things that people are looking forward to. For example, we have A League of Their Own.
Okay.
You know, you remember the movie League of Their Own?
No.
With the women baseball team?
No, I didn't watch
Gina
that.
Davis? No, no. Tom Hanks? No?
I don't watch those type of movies.
Wow, that was a great movie. You should rewatch that. That's a great movie. But anyway,
how can I rewatch it if I haven't watched it in the first
place?
Well,
you should watch it.
Okay.
I'm saying.
All right.
But League of Their Own, they made it into a TV show and premiered on Amazon this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I only saw the pilot. I gotta be honest. I'm still not there. I gotta watch a little bit more.
So, hang on. You're making a review of something you've seen.
The pilot.
The pilot. Okay.
Hey, man. You gotta give me some booth. These are just TV shows. I haven't seen all these TV shows because some of them haven't premiered. I'm just saying people are looking forward for these TV shows.
Okay.
And they're all coming out now. Mm-hmm. Anyways, A League of Their Own, if you're a fan of the movie with Gina Davis and Tom Hanks, they remade it into a TV series, and it premiered it on Amazon Prime. And give it a chance, because it's written and created by a very talented Amy Jacobson, very talented comedian.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Never Have I Ever, a really popular show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming into the third season. It premiered also on Friday. It is perfect for people who like to enjoy a good comedy about high school.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You got Prey, as I mentioned, on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
A fantastic Predator movie. You got Legacy, the true story of the L.A. Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
For anybody who enjoyed Winning Time on HBO Max, well, now we have a docuseries of the actual story
of
the Lakers.
Let's move on, because the next one sounds interesting.
Okay, Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, yeah,
on Hulu. Sounds,
okay.
Great.
On who?
On Hulu. But it's starring Steve Martin and Martin Short. I know you're a fan.
I'm not a fan of Steve Martin and Martin Short? I'm not going to register with Hulu.
But anyways, it is a fantastic show. It's going on its second season.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably it's going to be a big winner of the Emmys. It's that it's that good of a show.
And series finale of Better Call Saul.
I wrote it wrong. It's better called Saul.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. By the way, this show
is huge. I'm marking out a 10.
Yeah,
I'm watching the first one now.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm enjoying it.
So imagine that. It's right now it's ending.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a little late.
Oh, yes, but I have all of it to enjoy.
Fair enough.
At my leisure.
By the way, I haven't seen one episode of that show. I gotta catch up. I'm leaving it for later. She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. This is weird.
Yeah.
A She-Hulk movie. A TV series, actually.
Does she go green?
She goes green.
And she's an attorney?
She is an attorney.
Right, moving on.
But it's starring Tatiana Maslany, who is an amazing actress.
Who?
Tatiana Maslany, Canadian actress.
Sounds like a curry.
You ever saw a show called Orphan Black, by any chance?
No.
No?
I think I might have started to watch it and then dropped out.
It's like a clone movie. It's a bunch of women.
I think I dropped out of that one.
She's the actress. Okay. Andor, a Star Wars show. Looks fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you might enjoy that.
Don't tell me. Hulu?
Andor. Huh?
Hulu?
No, Disney Plus.
Oh, just as bad.
Oh, really? No. I have Disney Plus.
I think I do have Disney
Come
Plus.
Come on.
Yes. Okay.
The Sandman on Netflix.
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet.
It looks weird. I started watching it. It looks really weird. But it's a very popular graphic novel.
I've actually got the novel on my audiobooks.
Oh, there you go.
It's in two parts.
The visual of the show is really particular. So,
mm-hmm.
And apparently they stayed really close to the comic book or the graphic novel. So
mm-hmm.
check that out. Tales of the Walking Dead, another kind of thing of the Walking Dead zombie shows. They're doing
I don't like those.
Me neither. House of the Dragon.
Hmm?
It is a prequel of Game of Thrones. It's the new Game of Thrones show for HBO Max. It premieres this Sunday.
Oh, okay. That's there another one I won't, because I'm not going to subscribe.
You're not a fan?
I'm not going to subscribe.
Then. There you go. Welcome to Wrexham on Hulu as well, but that is a docuseries of, you know Ryan Reynolds, the guy who did Deadpool, the actor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he bought a third division football club.
Okay.
So they're doing a docuseries of that football club.
Just move along. Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. Okay.
There you go, on Amazon Prime.
Is this a sequel?
No, it's actually a prequel. It's before the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. it's a TV series on Amazon Prime.
Cobra Kai Season 5.
Cobra Kai. Are you a Karate Kid fan?
Not really.
Okay. And American Gigolo.
American Gigolo.
You remember the movie? Well, they're doing a TV series now.
Oh,
also
right.
on Prime.
Do they have to?
Well, apparently. But all I'm saying is, we have a lot of content on TV. This is literally in a month's time. Three weeks. So if you don't have time to go to the movies, there's a lot of content and a great stuff in the movies. I probably missed a bunch of stuff. But that's a big list. So Jerry, you have a lot of time to spend in the couch eating potato chips and
I wish. You know, I came back on vacation.
And you got a lot of stuff to do.
No. This weekend on Saturday, I think I sat down and watched one of the car channels I like to watch, and that's the first time I've watched anything other than the news.
The car channel? What is that?
Discovery Turbo.
There's a channel called Discovery Turbo?
Oh, you don't get out much, do you?
Wait, watching a TV show is you don't get out much? I think you're misinterpreting what get out means.
Hey,
anyways.
Time to go back to your room.
Take care, my friend.
All right, bye.
All the best. See you next week.
Andrea Clementi with us here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Time for this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemp Perrier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemp Perrier.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
chasing you around, wasting my precious energy. Give me one reason to stay here. Yes, not turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here. Oh, not turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind.
While the city sleeps, I sit and watch them.
Oh, there we go. Nice, relaxing music. That's Shack Attack and While the City Sleeps. Don't you go to sleep. It's morning time. Before that, Tracy Chapman and Give Me One Reason. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you're keeping on the time, we're 24 minutes. That is after the hour of 9 o'clock. You're with us here on 89.3, Cool FM. And it is time to introduce my guest for this segment of the show. And it's a very good morning to Joseph. Joseph Witters, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jerry. Good to be here with you.
It's nice to have you. You've just been here 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I'm brand new to Panama.
And they've thrown you to the lion.
They've thrown you. That's exactly right. But I'm hoping to glean from you some great things to do here in Panama. You've
really?
Been here a while.
I think you're in the wrong place. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I mean, the truth of the matter is I came here in business. I came here... This isn't business, by the way. I came here on business in the marine fuel business. And that's what brought me here. And it was going to be a sort of... You know, I'd probably stay here for a couple of years. I set everything up and then...
Yeah.
And that was 30 years ago, and...
you're not the first person I've met who's had a similar story. Came here for work, love Panama, and end up making Panama their home, you know?
And you've just come from El Salvador. You
El Salvador.
That's, you know, quite beautiful.
Absolutely. I mean, I love Central America. It's just full of volcanoes, mountains, lakes, beaches, and the people are just wonderful. Throughout all Central America,
And you've got the same here. I mean, the thing we have what we call little microclimates. I mean, when you go up into the Boquete area, that's going back to more like a European temperature up there, and then you've got the beaches. And I mean, where the Decameron resort is a little microclimate just in that space where they don't get so much rain. And you've got the beaches, you've got the hills, you've got everything you want here.
Everything.
Yeah, you'll be here for another 30
years. Yeah, I'll be here 30 years as well.
And you are the new press attaché.
That's right.
And is it the same job that you were doing in El Salvador, or do they give you different positions when you move?
They do. It was the same job in El Salvador, but that doesn't mean that my next job will be the same. I work in public affairs. That could entail cultural exchanges that we do, or it could be more on the media and press side of things. So I happen to be working on the press side of things and looking forward to being here and meeting the press that are here. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Including you.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we're press.
Cool.
When you come to, do you sort of take a look at, you know, what's happening at the moment and say, okay, what I want to do is I want to change this, I want to improve this, I want to do that? Or do you just sit and they go, hey, Joseph, breakfast show.
the truth of the matter is throughout embassies throughout the world, we have incredible local staff.
Right.
And they are the ones that really understand the ground truth and understand what's going on and keep the engine running, if you will, at the embassy. So as a foreign service officer, a U.S. diplomat, we come through every 2-3 years and I'm of the frame of mind, I don't want to mix things up. I'm not here to change things.
Sure.
I'm here to figure out, you know, how do things work and how can I best help to make things better and improve.
Mm-hmm.
But no, drastic changes, things like that, that's not what we want to do, because we know our local staff really know. And they're the ones that have to put up with us Americans coming through and changing every 3 years. And oh, great, we got a new boss with great new ideas. You know, no, that's not what we want to do. Yeah.
So, the book fair is coming up again this weekend, isn't it?
It is. And we love book fairs.
Yeah.
The United States loves the chance to share a little bit of our culture, a little bit of find where we intertwine with the local community. And this year's no difference, you know. We've been participating in the International Book Fair of Panama for 10 years now. And twice we've been the invited host or guest.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. So you play quite a big part.
Yeah. So, but the last 2 years have been virtual, as you know. And this year we're excited to invite guests in person. And we have a very interactive booth. We've partnered with the Smithsonian.
I saw that. That's excellent.
Yeah. The Smithsonian, they are here, and they have a program called Curiosa. And Curious in English. And all that means is we're all curious, right, Jerry?
Right.
I mean, I remember as a kid doing my first science project, and I talked about the difference between alligators and crocodiles. Mm-hmm. You know, and even today it sticks with me. I can identify them, point them out, and so we'll have similar activities going on at this booth where we'll invite kids to learn about animals, amphibian science, and they could learn how animals survive in these biospheres and in these environments, and so we really want to invite families to come to this booth and to experience this, get excited about science and about being detectives and Smithsonian's the perfect partner.
I mean, kids, so you're sort of at that age, aren't you? That you know. Everything is new and exciting, and you know, when you explore animals. I mean, when I was a kid, you could tell the difference between the taste of a worm and the taste of a caterpillar, you know, because you were sort of naked and just, your mother would die of a heart attack. Don't do that. But you know what? I think that is a great thing, because I don't think we do enough of that these days, it's those things that help your immune system. develop it, because you know it, when you're sort of doing all these things, and it really does help. But yeah, I mean, for kids to as well to get away and explore without using a screen.
Yes.
You know, there is a world. I know it's nice because you know I look at my computer screen and it's black. It's it's not switched on. I think when I turn that on, I can go anywhere and see anything and do anything. But you become reliant on a screen, don't you? You should, you know, leave the screen at home and go out.
There's got to be some balance. You got to have some balance.
Exactly.
And you got to be an explorer. So before I forget, we have a full calendar starting today all the way through Sunday. We have events. We have speakers coming, authors that we're going to be featuring. And all this schedule can be found on our website, U.S. Embassy Panama website, or on our social media, which, again, if you just look up Embajada Estados Unidos in Panama, you'll find our social media. We're everywhere. Yeah.
In fact, I've just got your sort of little piece up here about the book fair and the Smithsonian, and I love the little line I just was here, is your investigation game, such as hide so they don't eat us.
That's an important one. That's an important one.
I thought that's pretty cool, you know. Anyway, we're talking with Joseph Witters. We're going to take a little musical break, and we will be back. This time, it's the Mavericks. And forgive me.
Please, heart, forgive me. I've led you astray. For I was certain she'd steal you away. I should have listened, but I turned. For in that condition, there was nothing that you could have said. You're more disenchanted, and I am to blame. Surely more chances are headed this way. For until then, my friend, please understand, mistakes you must allow. Please, heart, forgive me. I need you now. Mm-hmm.
And there we go. Thank great, the Mavericks. That's a nice one. Forgive me. And we're talking with Joseph. Joseph with us. He is the new press attaché. I love that word, attaché.
Attaché.
Yeah. It must be French. It's got a little thing on the end.
We love to use French.
Yeah.
French words to explain our positions.
In actual fact, in the UK, many years ago, French was the language. Used to speak French.
Mm.
You know, and I did French at school. And I wish they'd give me Spanish. Yeah. So the book affair with the Smithsonian, how did this sort of, I know that, you know, there's a close link with the Smithsonian, but how did it come up to sort of link up for the book fair? How did that sort of evolve?
Good question. I'm learning more about the Smithsonian's history here. They've been here for 100 years.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been part of incredible discoveries here in Panama. And so they have a rich history here, and we've partnered with them through grants. Mm-hmm. We've given them money to do programs. And so there was a natural connection already with them.
Mm.
And I think we knew, going from virtual to in person, that we really wanted to have something interactive, mm-hmm. something that would spark imagination mm-hmm. for kids. And they were the perfect partner for it. And they were gung-ho and ready to jump on board and do it. And they had a natural program, this Curiosa program.
Mm-hmm.
And so there we are. And we're partnering with them, and we're excited. It's going to be a fun week. I have 5 children, Jerry, and I plan to be there and have my kids get that same experience that we hope everybody else
kids,
does.
That's a handful.
Yeah, we're a bit much. You know, should see us in the airport, you know. Yeah. People look the other way, and they hope that we're not the family sitting next to them on the airplane. You know,
what's the age range?
My oldest daughter is 16, and my youngest is 3.
Oh, wow.
A little bit of everything in between.
Oh, that must be fun.
It is. It is. A bit chaotic, as you said,
but
fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Okay, let me know when you're flying.
I'll give you a heads up.
No, I mean, they're a good age. In fact, it was good quite a bit, because that's always a dread, isn't it, when you get on the aeroplane. So, especially if it's a night flight.
Yep.
And then you get on, and then behind you, this actually happened when we came back from the States the other week, and then behind you, you're just sort of getting on the plane and getting ready for takeoff.
Yeah! I know.
No.
And as if that wasn't enough, we have 3 cats and a dog, Jerry. So sometimes the cats come on board with us as well. So
I've got a parrot, imagine. Which you'll probably hear in the
Spring
background.
The
that's Lala the parrot. And she's a co-host. what other things have you got lined up at the moment? Much or?
Yeah. So we, again, the calendar will give everybody what's happening, but we have an event on over the weekend where we'll be talking about how to study in the U.S. education.
Okay.
And we have a panel on women in science, mm-hmm. and how that profession is evolving. We also are going to feature 2 authors that are really interesting. We're excited to have. One is Dr. Aaron Odea, who wrote a book called Martina y el Puente del Tiempo, Martina mm-hmm. and the Time Bridge. And so it's a comic that tells, kind of a comic-style book that tells the story of the great exchange of biodiversity here in Panama, mm-hmm. in the Isthmus of Panama. Because this really is a bridge, you know,
exactly.
2 continents. It's So that's a really fun one. And then we're also proud to feature an author who's new. She's 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She participated in one of our programs called Girl Up YSCI, which is we invited girls to participate in this kind of science camp. And her name is Rachel Foster. She wrote, it's called Nuestra Pandemia Interna.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about a teenager's perspective of during the pandemic. What is life like
mm-hmm.
for a teenager
mm-hmm.
at a moment where they need to be social, they need to be making friends,
mm-hmm.
they're all isolated, and so many people went through this. So I think this book will really relate to young people.
Yeah, be interesting.
And mm-hmm. she's gonna talk about her book. So I really hope people can come out and visit.
I mean, it's a good question, because I don't know how did they deal with things in El Salvador with the pandemic.
Yeah, well, we arrived late to El Salvador because of the pandemic. And at the time, it was you land and you have to quarantine for 10 days.
Mm.
I'm sure it was similar here. But then it started to loosen up a little bit and shops started opening up. And we still did virtual school once a week. So it was in person.
Mm-hmm.
While they're at school, they had to wear their masks. So it was, you know, throughout the world, we were all facing the same challenge.
I mean, when I look back, and when we sort of started this, I mean, and look back now how it was, where we were actually locked down. We could not go anywhere. I mean, for instance, you know, you would only be able to go to the supermarket at a particular hour in accordance with the number on your cedula.
Mm-hmm.
And the number on my cedula was exactly when I was on air. So that was my air. But I had an advantage. Because I'm of a certain age, they had a special time when the old people could go out. You know, because we're slow when we go shopping. You know,
that's when I would have wanted to avoid.
You wouldn't have wanted to go. No, elbows out. You know. And funnily enough, you got into a routine, and I would regularly meet people there that I met the week before. Hey, how are you doing? You know. But it was a very, very strict lockdown here.
Yeah.
And but the thing, how did you cope with the pandemic? You say you've got five children.
Five children,
three cats and a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mayhem.
Mayhem. No, Jerry, I'm not going to joke with you, man. It was mayhem. It was difficult. And I think what I think we did learn to do is to find fun family activities to do together and to connect to some of our parents and family members who live back in the United States. Mm-hmm. And with technology sort of progressing during this time, I think people got more comfortable with these virtual calls. We would do family time on Saturdays where one of their aunts would call. We'd call in and she would read them a story. One of her favorite books.
Uh-huh.
And the kids just would get popcorn and sit around. And it was great to see that connection, which in our day-to-day life, we'd never really pause to think about that.
Sure.
Yeah. So we try to find the good in every situation.
But that'll be an interesting book to read. Yeah.
I have to admit, I've only been here for a little bit. I haven't read it yet, but I've got a copy, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to listen to her presentation. But wow, she's pretty impressive at 17 to be writing a book and one that's so pertinent right now. So,
when I was 17, I was still coloring them. So what else, Joseph? Anything else on the horizon?
Oh boy. It's all about the book fair right now.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
I mean,
you're just sort of settling in anyway.
I am. Yeah. I did meet a great chef named Shambu Williams. That was one of the first events that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking forward to visiting his restaurant. He's a barbecue specialist.
Oh, cool. Of course. Yes, you guys are, you and the Aussies.
I got out the barbie.
We're chatting with Joseph Bitters. We're going to take another quick musical break, and we'll be right back. This is Joe Simon.
I've been down one time, and I've been down two times, but now I'm drowning in the sea of love. Let me tell you all about it. I've been out here so very long, I've lost all of my direction. Baby, when you came my way, I thought I had found my protection. But a storm my life, and surely
There we go. That's Joe Simon and Drowning in the Sea of Love. And we're with Joe, with Joseph.
Do you like
Joe?
Joe?
Joe or
different
Joseph?
Joe.
Or?
I go by Joe.
You go by yeah. Joe. Okay. Joe. Good morning,
Jerry.
Joe. Yes. Firstly, let's just remind everybody, because the book fair's on over this weekend, at the Megapolis Convention Center. So they now call it Megapolis, because it used to be, like you mentioned here on your thing, it used to be multi-centro.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I hope that place can revive, because it's very quiet over there. I went over the other day, and it's, but hopefully, you know, things are starting to pick up. And,
yeah. The new venue?
The convention center up there is really quite big. It's a good size, so I'm glad to see that's being used, and that'll hopefully get people back. So, yeah, it's going to be at the Megapolis Convention Center. And have you got the days there that it's
starting today.
Oh, is it starting
yeah.
today?
Yeah,
that early?
It's starting
cool.
today.
Oh, good.
And going through the weekend through Sunday.
Yeah.
And so, I believe they're gonna be bringing students from local schools
yeah,
in the
yeah.
morning time.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
the afternoon, they're done. So,
mm-hmm.
depending on the experience you want, if you want yeah. more, a lot of kids around, then go in the morning.
Right.
If you want a quieter experience, maybe go in the afternoon.
Okay. I'll go in the morning with the parrot.
Bring your parrot.
Yeah, bring Lala the parrot.
You know, we do have
the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
That'll be to go down well at the Smithsonian. Yeah.
The parrot needs to survive too and learn how to camouflage. So you maybe learn a few things.
I think that little thing for the parrot might be good, you know. Hide so they don't eat us.
but we will have a series of speakers who will talk about all the range of what we call STEM,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
so it's science, technology, there's engineering, and so we have those scheduled. We'll have three activities a day for kids to come by, and of course they can come by at any time.
Mm-hmm.
But we really encourage people to again look at our schedule. Find us on our U.S. Embassy website, and
mm-hmm.
we have it all laid out, and you can pick and choose what's most interesting to you. But we're excited, and we hope everybody
great.
Can come. Really want to invite families to participate. That's what this is really all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will be popping over there as well. I think I'll go over on Sunday. Funnily enough, because one of our listeners, who's going to be at the book fair, he says he's talking on one of the panels. He dropped me the line before I went on vacation, because apparently he collects coins.
Oh, wow.
And he said, you're going to Hungary. He says, can you get me some coins? And I was thinking about this all the way sort of through the trip. And, of course, the end of the trip got sort of a little bit muddled up because of the lack of water, and we were coaching and whatever. And we're staying in a Novotel hotel in Budapest, which was very nice. And the day before I left, I went up to the village organ. It was early. That was the day we were leaving. And I said, look, I forgot to do this. Do you have any Hungarian coins I can have to take back? The hotel people were so good. They had a little pot which they had in the desk there, and obviously change that they got from different. And he gave me a sort of load of different coins and whatever Hungarian coins, I think some others of that. So I got those. So he's going to be at the book fair on Sunday. So I said I will pop over and drop the coins off to him. But yeah, great people at Novotel, rummaging through all their coins. I cause problems everywhere I go. It's easy. Joe, it's been great having you with us. I'm sure we'll be seeing plenty of you over your time here. Do come in and see us whenever anything's happening. And we always like to see people from the embassy.
Thanks, all Jerry. Right. It's been a pleasure. Thank
okay.
you.
And, yeah, we'll keep reminding everybody about the book fair, because it starts, as you say, today. So that's it. So big thanks to Joe. Music. Take us to, this will just about take us to the end of the program. It's the Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Everyone's trying to get out of the rain. Oh, it feels so good. The rain and thinking of you. As soon as I get home, I'm gonna call you and tell you.
how much I love you. Oh, I feel so good. So warm and free, made our dream a reality.
Let it last forever and ever.
With every step we take and every breath we make, darling, just you and me.
That's it. That has brought us to the end of this morning's program. Walking in the Rain with the One I Love. Right. Big thanks to go out this morning to Joe Witters, who was just with us from the US Embassy. Don't forget the book fair coming up. To Andreas Clementi for this week's movie review. Pray, if you want to watch that, go on to Hulu. Apparently that's where it's been shown, but he is giving it a very, very good write-up. Thanks also to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, who's in Pedersea at the moment. She's going to go off whale-watching. To Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, my co-producer Neil over there in the United Kingdom for a lot of the background information on the programme. And as always, to the boys and girls of Group of Gardner, and keep us up and running. And you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. Easy, if you want to join us, just WhatsApp us, 677-18822, or call Yasmin on 223-5162. So whatever it is you're doing today, do it carefully. We're back with you tomorrow. A couple of guests tomorrow as well. We've got the Metropolitan School in the last hour. And, of course, we'll be talking tech, all being well, with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. But do it carefully, whatever it is you're doing, especially if you're behind a car and you're actually moving, all right? Because what do we want to be doing? We want to be talking about you at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, all right? We want to be talking to you, not about you. From me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.